Hello, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Teresa. I will be reading from the book by Joseph Prince, The Power of Right Believing, Seven Keys to Freedom from Fear, Guilt, and Addiction. To know the truth, go to the source. But Pastor Prince, isn't God disappointed and angry with me for all my feelings, mistakes, and sins? I'm too embarrassed to go to him. I feel that I should sort out all this mess in my life before I can go back to church, read the Bible, and pray. I understand how you feel, and I can tell you that you're not alone in those sentiments. Many believers that I have personally counseled feel exactly the same way. But the most effective way to address our problems and wrong beliefs is to go to God and find out the truth from His Word. In order to get our believing right, we need to first discover what the right beliefs are based on the solid foundation of God's Word. We can't base our beliefs on feelings, circumstances, human conjectures, or what we may have heard someone else say about God. We have to go to the source. To get our believing right, we need to first discover what the right beliefs are based on the solid foundation of God's Word. If you heard a rumor that someone you knew was saying horrible and negative things about you, don't believe it immediately. Go to the source first. Ask this person if this is what he or she really said, or if this is what he or she really meant. Many people allow precious friendships and relationships to become fractured because they believe the rumors. They become bitter, angry, and disappointed without ever verifying with the person if he or she actually said those nasty things. In the same way in the world we live in, there are all kinds of wrong beliefs perpetrated about God. God is angry with you. He's disappointed with you. God is allowing all these negative things to happen to you because He's punishing you for your past sins. Please do not believe all this baseless gossip about God. Such impressions of God have damaged many people's relationships with Him, and they live with a distortive perspective of God, who God really is. Instead of receiving His love, grace, and forgiveness, they become afraid, distant, and fearful of Him. Instead of allowing Jesus to come into their situations, they live their life running away, avoiding, and hiding from Him. Come on, let's honor God and go to the source. So, what does the Bible, God's own word, say about Him? Let me quote from one of my favorite Psalms of David. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as from the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:8-10-12. Isn't this a beautiful psalm? Don't be thrown off by the phrase toward those who fear Him. Jesus defined the word fear as worship. So those who fear Him speak of those who reverence and honor God in their lives. It's not the practice of being fearful or afraid of God. The whole context of this passage is about who and what God really is. Gracious and merciful. And I strongly encourage you to memorize verse 10 if you can. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. See you tomorrow.